Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Ah, welcome back, one and all. Those who survived, those who are just getting power back, those who maybe just got back to the state. Welcome home. We all made it. Hopefully everyone has made it. I don't recall seeing any disasters other than lots of cleanup. This is show 185, the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. My name is Mao, doing a solo show this week as my cohort Promi is no doubt off squeegeeing things and cutting up limbs and whatever else, taking plywood back off of the walls. Tough couple weeks for the St. Pete area. Even tougher for other areas, so I'm not downplaying any of that. We got lucky, but it was still a pretty tough road. I know there's still some people without power. And if you're listening to this, that means you know this is done a week in advance. Sorry to break the fourth wall there. But, you know, what can I tell you? There is some exciting news, some good, some joyful things to celebrate. And I'm going to announce in the next section here, in the next segment, lots of new bands. Got through some... dug through some more of the old archive inbox there and found a couple really choice diamonds to drop on you guys, along with some of our old favorites. Of course, you know what I'm talking about. Well, post-Irma, and there's already rumblings out there farther away, the other bay, the ocean, that's what I meant to say. Let's hope those do not come this way, because... lots of harsh lessons learned, I know on my part anyway. Lots of things that said, wow, I am really not prepared, and I should do that more often. Let's hope the lessons learned stick. But anyway, enough of that stuff. I didn't come on the radio here to make everyone feel sad and remember all those hard times. So how about we play some new music, huh? Oh, boy. You know what I'm going to do? I am going to kick the show off with a brand new band. And boy, this band not only is awesome just to listen to, and their music is awesome, but they have hooked you, the listener, up. And I'll explain more after I drop in some Satan's Pilgrims. Dig them. I know you're gonna.
Sorry about that.
All right, Mal. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, Meow.
Sorry.
Is there something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, Meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying Meow?
Am I saying Meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy, Meow. Do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Now, you stop laughing right now.
Yes, sir.
Meow, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, Meow. That's the law. Not so funny now, is it?
We'll be right back. Hey, water boy! Is your girlfriend gonna stain you again?
No, no, sir. I'm gonna take matters into my own hands. You'll see.
Bring her to the hole! Your ass is mine!
Woo! Woo! Woo!
You sound like a big choo-choo train.
How about that, one and all? That was Satan's Pilgrims from their Psyxploitation album, CD, vinyl. They got it all. They got everything. I played the Dilation, In the Past, Chestnut Trees and Bumblebees, and Tomorrow Night's Morning. Now, as I alluded to on the other side of the music there, they really hooked you up just as much as they hooked me up. I had purchased one of their albums. Oh my gosh, what was the name of it? It was like Frankenstomp, Singles, Rarities, and More. And I bought that on Amazon. You can go on Amazon. You can go to, what's the other one? SP Records. Or you can just go to satanspilgrims.com. And it's SatanspilgrimS.com. And check out all their albums. So I bought Frankenstomp. I gave it a listen. I was like, wow, these cats really rock. I gotta see if they'll let us play their music on our show, because when I hear cool new music, I'm all like, well, the Indie Circuit Army would definitely enjoy this. I reached out to them. They were more than kind. They said, of course, what are you playing? I said, well, I bought Frankenstomp. And they said, well, we have a new one, Sinestro. And I was like, cool. And then they said, we'll send it to you. And I said, great. And if you throw in an extra one, we'll do a giveaway on the Indie Circuit. The first ever giveaway. Wow. So the package came in the mail. On the other side of Irma, they open up the mailbox. There's a little thing. They not only sent me Sinestro, they sent me a spare copy for you listeners. I'll leave it sealed, I promise. It won't be the used one. And they also threw in Psyxploitation, which is, wow, you know, these are awesome records, and I really dig these cats. I'll tell you what, they have a cool groove, they play, and you know, it's very cool that they gave away a CD for us to give to you guys. Now I gotta figure out what it's gonna be in the coming weeks, probably next week when my cohort is back on. We'll figure out what kind of a giveaway it's going to be. It won't be too hard, but I'm not going to make it a freebie either. You're going to have to work a little bit for it. But again, that'll be next week. We will figure out how we are going to do the first ever band giveaway competition. Something cool. So go do your homework. Go on to satanspilgrims.com. Learn their names. Learn their, you know, what songs, what CDs they have, what albums they have. And, you know, probably next week is going to be your chance to win some swag from the Indie Circuit. Oh my God. Imagine that. I can't wrap my head around it. I know it's going to cost me a few bucks because I'm going to be mailing it to you. But that's okay. Sometimes you go a little bit extra for the listeners, and it's all good for everyone. So here's some more music. I want to play more Satan's Pilgrims, but I'm going to fight that urge. I also got a couple other new bands, so we'll drop in. How about some Rude Audio? Ooh, sounds rude. No, it's, well, I don't know. Here, you listen for yourself and tell me.
Hey, buddy, I'm not paying you to hear your thoughts on life. I'm paying you to sing.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No. Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Paramount Pictures presents
a dual ghoul double scream show.
Scream number one.
Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell.
Scream number two. Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter.
All shock.
Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell. Plus
Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter.
In color, both rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Stay home and eat all the freaking chips, Kip.
Mapoyan, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know I'm training to become a cage fighter.
Since when, Kip? You have the worst reflexes of all time.
Try and hit me, Napoleon.
What?
I said come down here and see what happens if you try and hit me.
Such an idiot.
Let me see what your best move is.
I'll go get it.
Jeez.
All right, that was Rude Audio. Played Crystal Pylon, Knock 'em Dub, Half Moon. No, that was it. Just those two. Ran out of time, as it were. So I played Crystal Pylon and Knock 'em Dub. Make sure you check them out online. Rude Audio. I am sticking to my guns and saying they weren't that rude. I mean, you know, like Jerky Boys were kind of rude. Remember that? Oh, remember those days? I don't know. That's a bygone era for those of you who don't remember the Jerky Boys. See, there was this time when America was obsessed with phone calls, crazy phone calls, and they had crank yankers. I think that's when it jumped the shark, as they say. But Jerky Boys were pretty funny in their day. I'm not dissing what they did. It was funny. That's a bygone era, though. The whole calling somebody, because now everything is electronic, has your name and your phone number, and people can look up your number online in like 12 seconds, you know. So it's kind of not around anymore, which is fine too. It had its day in the sun. So I hope everyone out there listening, has weathered the storm literally and figuratively, and I hope you are all fine. I know, you drive around. I drove around a little bit, and we'll talk about this probably more next week when my cohort Promi is back in action. Some of the stuff, boy, you came out the next day after Irma came through, and I don't know, you look around and you're thankful, and you're just kind of in shock. The first couple of days, I had to go back to work the next day. Like, I had, not that Monday when it hit, but then Tuesday, and you just kind of, I don't even remember those couple of days. It wasn't even like that devastating, but it was just, everything was upside down, and I think a lot of people felt the same. I think everyone felt the same, in our area. They worked like heck to get the electric back on, and it was funny because I reflected upon myself kind of saying, boy, it was funny how quickly I went from I'm thankful that the house is still standing and everyone's okay to when do they turn that power on? I got so snippy like within a day, and I'm like, I'm such a loser. There's so many people that have really, really bad problems, bad flooding up in Jacksonville, bad, the Keys, and I'm crying about my power. Ah, humanity. What are you going to do? Here's some 5, 6, 7, 8s. That's what you're going to do.
You heard Marsalis threw Tony Rocky Horror out a 4-story window for giving me a foot massage? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, at the time I was told, it sounded reasonable.
Marsalis throwing Tony out of a 4-story window for massaging my feet seemed reasonable?
No, it seemed excessive, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Oh, rock it, rock it, rock it, rock it. here working on the door. I don't need you, mama. So baby, did you all wrong? I don't need you no more. So baby, just a little bit
Stay back, I got a chainsaw! Uh-oh.
I want to tell you of a new motion picture entitled The Undertaker and His Pals. This movie is a shocking expose of a part of the young generation. That part that destroys, the part that plunders and ravages for kicks. This is the story of two knife-slashing, axe-hacking, motorcycle-riding maniacs and their pal, The Undertaker. If you think you can take it, don't miss it. The Undertaker and his pals.
Come on, throw in a buck.
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
All right, that was, of course, the world famous 5678s. Off their self-titled album, the 5678s, I played Rockin' Rochester, Long Tall Sally, I Don't Need You No More, and Arkansas Twist. I say Arkansas. Anyway, you know, the other day I was driving home and I was listening to some of their music and I was like, wait, have I ever played Green Onion? Love this song. Green Onion is one of my favorite songs. And then I got home and I double-clicked it. I was like, oh my God, I don't have that Teenage Mojo Workout is not in my folder. Oh, man. Now, I have everything they've ever done. Vinyl, CD, everything, 45s. The whole Magilla. I am what you'd call a super fan. So, of course, I have it. I just have to ingest it into the file archives for you guys. Don't worry. That mistake will be rectified, and I will take care of that. So, I also wanted to say, there's a lot of new listeners. We have a lot of new avenues that the Radio St. Pete is going on now. We're part of a couple different groups. So, if you are a new listener, you should check out some of our other online shows. I have a whole bunch of them. I do a million of these every week. That's an exaggeration, of course. I do on Radio St. Pete itself. I have the Indie Circuit, which is what you're listening to now, and I also do one called Asian Cult Cinema, talking about all kinds of crazy Asian cinema. That's with Dr. Morbius. You can do those. You can, if you don't, if you miss the live shows each week, go to the audio archive. If you go to RadioSaintPete.com, go to the audio archive section. There they are, man. Whole show. Click them. Listen to them. If you're in a cube farm or you have a long commute to work and you're like, boy, my brain's falling asleep. Well, there's some extra stimulation. I hope. You know. And also, you can also go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find a whole bunch of podcasts. The top one is called Slow Robot A-Go-Go. It's where me and Dr. Morbius talk about all kinds of really crazy B through Z grade movies. And there's a one in the middle. It's called Two Dimension Podcast. It's a comic book podcast. I'm not on that one, but they're friends of mine. I don't know anything about comic books other than I don't know anything about them. And then the bottom one is called Bunch of Dorks. It was a long-running show, or a flagship show for many years. It's like this one, but a lot more cursy and angry. But that was 10 years long running. But we quit that one about 2 years ago. It had run out of steam. Indie Circuit took precedence. Yay for you. I do have a Facebook page. Oh my god, the shtick never ends. Yes, I have a Facebook page for the Indie Circuit. You should really go to check that out. I'm going to have links for, of course, for Satan's Pilgrim's new CD that they're giving. But don't buy it just yet, because you might win it. But you should buy the other ones. You know, so the giveaway is going to be for Sinestro. But they have the other awesome ones, you know, Frankenstomp. They have Sykesploitation. So make sure you go check those guys out. Give them love. They gave you love. They're like the coolest band ever. You know, well, not the 5678. That's God mode. So, but yeah, you go check out satanspilgrims.com. They're out of Memphis, Tennessee. They are, well, no, that's where the record, that's where the SP Records is. I believe, and I might be a little rusty, I think they are from maybe Portland. Ooh, I should know this stuff before I go on air. Or I could pause the show, but I'm not going to do that either. Time keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future. All right, one more band. What are we going to play? What are we going to play? What are we going to play? How about we play Bob Goblin? They're another band that's always giving back, always taking care of us. Here's some Bob Goblin.
Who the hell you?
I'm with the Film Actors Guild. I'm here to help with the broadcast.
Then you show credentials.
Hey, you don't need to see my credentials. I left them at home, and I'm running late.
I believe him.
Yeah, me too. A pretty job.
Have a nice day.
Punk chunk.
Feeling so good, like
All right, that was Bob Gamba, and I played Fairlane and 20 Qs. Wow, this is it for the show. My name is Mal. This has been the Indie Circuit. Make sure you check out our Facebook page and like it and share it. And we'll see you next week for more shenanigans.